So we're back here. So we did not really have a good shot in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon basically wanted to say that we can split the Geneva from the Tashlumit, the Isser Geneva from the Tashlumit. But then he was bothered if there's no Shlichas Legabi, the Isser Geneva, so why should it be a Chiyuv Tashlumim? You're paying for the Geneva. Now let's start again. The Gemara asks the Kasha that if you hold that there's Yeshech is Bar Chiyuv when you're allowed Bar Chiyuv, so in an Ish and Eved, since they're not a Bar Chiyuv in Tashlumim, so you should have a Shlich with Bar Chiyuv if you ask them to steal for you. So everybody's jumping the Kasha, but they are a Bar Chiyuv in the Isser Lo Sigzo. Because obviously, when it comes to every Isser in the Torah, there's no dirgy men and women. They just have a Ptur in the Tashlumim, but not a Ptur in the Isser. So Rav Shimon's point was that ain't a chinami. So the Gabi, the Isser, ain't shlich with Varavera. The Gabi, the Tashlumim, yei shlich with Varavera. So it sounded like Rav Shimon himself was bothered by Akasha. How can you say that if the Pasha is a Tashlumim is for the Isser? So if the Baal didn't get an Isser, so there's no logic why he should have Tashlumim. So he seems to answer that Kasha by saying it's not true. The Tashlumim is not for the Isser. So then we had a tremendous problem. If the Tashlumim is not for the Isser, so why even by a man should there be a Ptur of Yeshlech with Baravera? There's nothing. It's nothing to do with Avera.
Isn't it us to do the kinyan now?
What?
Isn't there an Isser to do the kinyan?
It's an Isser to do the kinyan, but the...
And the Isha is not... Of course, you have to say if she's not Chaya, then she's not Kona.
I don't know who said she's not Kona.
So she would be Kona but not be Chaya? That sounds strange, I think.
She's Chayiv in you're saying, let me hear what you're saying. Let's see what you're saying. You're saying this, the Israel signal of a woman has.
Right, yeah.
And when she steals, she's over those signals. Now, there's a separate thing, which is not our Israel, which is a Shlumim. Yeah, so.
And at this point, we think that she's Pater and the Shlumim. So the Chor then means that she's not Pater
and the Shlumim.
She wouldn't have a Kenyan Geneva.
So she doesn't get the Tashlumim as a result of the Kinyan Geneva, let's say.
Right. And for the man, if a man did it, then the man you shouldn't have done the Kinyan Geneva.
Tashlumim is a result of the Kinyan Geneva. And if the Torah prompted you, the Torah didn't give you a Kinyan Geneva. Because the Kinyan Geneva...
Guys are trying to get in.
If you say that the Rav Shimon says that the Tashlumim is not an einish for the Geneva.
Right.
So why?
No, it's a natural result of the Kinyan, though. But if the Isha doesn't have the
Kiyuv,
right? So
why doesn't she have a Kinyan?
Isn't the whole Kenyan and Gzela for the purpose of creating Tashlumim?
But then you're saying that it's a punishment for the Aveira. Then that's not like what Shimon is saying. Now, Shimon's whole point is that the Tashlumim is not because of the Einash. So maybe you're saying the Tashlumim is not for the Einash, but the Kenyan's for the Einash. Maybe that's what Chaim is saying, that the it's a little drain in the lashon of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that the Tashlumim is not an einish for the Geneva. So the Chaim is saying, could be the Tashlumim is not for an einish, but the Kinyan is an einish, and then the Tashlumim is for the Kinyan. The Kinyan is an einish. So again, so if the Kinyan is an einish, so if the man doesn't get the Aveira, so why does he get the Kinyan? Doesn't make sense yet. If the man doesn't get the Avera, so why would he get the Kinyan?
Well, isn't there an Avera to do the Kinyan, though?
No, but the man, the Kenyan is the Averis at El Sigzo.
We know, but we're saying we can't give her the Kenyan. Can't because she's not high, we can't give her the Kenyan.
The man doesn't give El Sigzo. So now, why? Okay. Now that Eddie's doing a Kenyan, so there's no El Sigzo, why should it be a Kenyan?
Because we can't give the Kenyan to the lady because she's
so don't give the Kenyan to anyone. There's no reason. The man's not a Ganav. Only a Ganav is kind of only a Ganav. If the purpose of the Kenyan is to generate a Chiyav, then if the man's not a Ganav, then he shouldn't get the Kenyan. If you say
nobody got the Kenyan,
is there's a Hakira, the Machloika is probably excited in the Sivas. Is the Kenyan bad for the Ganav or good for? Is it a punishment for the Ganav to have a Kenyan, or is good for the Ganav to have a Kenyan? So if you learn that it's good for the Ganav to have a Kenyan, so it's not stemming as a punishment. So then I hear that the man, even though he's not over in El Sigzo, he should get the Kenyan. But then even if he's a shliach with a man, you should get the Kenyan because the Kenyan has no shaykhis to Avera.
One second,
that the Kenyan, the Torah gives you the Kenyan for the purpose of making you pay. And the Kenyan is a punishment to get a Kenyan. And how we punish you that you get a Kenyan, and therefore you have to pay. So the payment's not a punishment, but the Kenyan is a punishment. But then if the man didn't do those things, though, why should he get the punishment to get the Kenyan?
Because Lagabi the Kenyan.
He didn't do an Avera. Why should a man... If the Kenyan is a punishment, we're punishing the Ganav to get a Kenyan, but I didn't steal. There shouldn't be a Kenyan. Pashup Shad is, there shouldn't be a Kenyan because there's no Das Kaina and no Das Makna. There shouldn't be a Kenyan. Adamai, the Torah is Mechaish a Kenyan as a punishment for the Ganav. So, but if you're not a Ganav, you didn't steal, you're not over El Sigzo. So why in the world should you get a Kenyan?
By which case is Rabbi asking you didn't steal?
In our case, the Shimon is saying that the Gabi, the Aveira of El Sigzo, we don't transfer the lady's mice to the man, to the Meshaleach. Meaning the Meshaleach, the man, was not over El Sigzo or El Signo, whatever the area is. But what we could transfer is the Tashlumim. So our problem was if the Tashlumim, and he says clearly, the Tashlumim has nothing to do with the Geneva. So if the Tashlumim has nothing to do with the Geneva, so why is there a din of Yeshech and Varavera when Yeshech is a man to part of you from Tashlumim? And am I just saying, so Chaim is saying, because the Tashlumim is from the Gineh, is from the Kenyan, but the Kenyan is from the Gineh, is from Aveira. Kenyan.
Didn't Rebbe say that one shot in Rashi was that we start out with, that he's a Seba, that he was a Seba, he was the Gairim. So maybe the shot is that really would go back to him, but the man is cutting him, that man is cutting him off when it's a man. By a lady, that's the punishment is because he's a goyim.
That's the question. Why should a man cut him off and a woman not? What's the difference?
Shmuel, didn't you say this exact same shot yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
So what you're sort of saying, is that the Kenyan, because Torah goes ahead and gives a Kenyan Geneva. Okay, so maybe to a Ganav. And because, see, maybe what Chaim was saying, maybe there is some sense out of it, is that the the tashlumim comes as a result of the kinyan. It's not an, the tashlumim itself is not a punishment. The tashlumim is because you were kinder. And you're saying the kinyan itself, you want to say, is an aveira. It's an aveira to do the kinyan. But that's not, you know, it's an aveira to do the kinyan. You know, that's what you're saying. Maybe that makes sense. In other words, to make a kinyan geneva is like nachav aveira of those signals.
But you didn't do the kinyan. The Torah gives you the kinyan.
Yeah, but still, you did a kinyan. You did a ma'isa kinyan. Did like bar mashicha.
So the aveira is to do the ma'isa kinyan?
Yeah, the Torah is to do a ma'isa, which results into a kinyan. So Chaim is saying like this, so that if the lady, why shouldn't the lady have the aveira making a kinyan? You say, he wants to say that since the lady doesn't have a payment, she doesn't get the kinyan. Now, the hamina was that the lady, in other words, the kinyan, we won't say the kinyan is because of those signals. When you steal, you're over those signals. Now there's an unrelated thing that a ganav gets a kinyan geneva. That's them. Nothing to do with the fact that you're over those signals. A ganav for some reason gets a kinyan geneva. Kinyan geneva causes the chiyuv tashlumim, not as a punishment, but memeira, since you're a kinyan, so the chiyuv tashlumim. So you're saying that the hamina was that a lady, since she's not chayiv, she doesn't get a kinyan. So the gabi, therefore what? So if you get a kinyan, then you're over in aveira.
She is kinyan.
So the question is she doing that? She's kind. If she's a she has her own signals. So Chaim Goren is saying that she's not over the signal on the kinyan because she's not kinyan. Maybe she can be a shliach to be kinyan for the man.
If you're only getting the kinyan because she's over the signal.
No. He's not saying that. He's saying you have to say that the kinyan has nothing to do with those signals. That's what you have to say that. In other words, in order to explain Rav Shimon says clearly that the tashlumim has nothing to do with the aveira, because if the man's not getting the aveira, so how can he end up with tashlumim? So you have to say that the tashlumim has nothing to do with the aveira. When Chaim Goren is saying that tashlumim is the result of the kinyan, so then you have to say in Rav Shimon that the kinyan has nothing to do with the aveira. The kinyan is this a natural thing that a ganav gets a kinyan. So he said like this, when a ganav steals, so two things happen. You're over an Israel signal, and you're potentially get a kinyan geneva. That's not a punishment, that's not memeira. The kinyan geneva causes a chiyuv tashlumim. Because if you're a kinyan, so you have to pay for what you have to pay. You're a kinyan, the guy's object, you got to pay for it. So he says that a lady that the hamina was, she doesn't have a kinyan geneva. She doesn't have tashlumim. So does that mean the fun? She doesn't have a kinyan geneva. Okay. He's saying that doing a kinyan geneva is an added form of geneva. And therefore it's an added aveira. There's an aveira of los signo, and there's an aveira of making a kinyan. So the lady's not over that aveira because she's not kinyan. You're not over making a kinyan if you're not kinyan. The man would be making a kinyan, he would be over. So the man has a chisaron of yeshlech with bar aveira. Since he's over in aveira in the kinyan, you can't transfer the kinyan to the mishaleach.
But what comes first? What comes first? The tashlumen or the kinyan? I don't know. I'm not putting names. I'm saying what comes first? The kinyan or the chiyuv tashlumen? What comes first?
First comes the kinyan. He wants to say.
So the lady has the kinyan?
The lady does the ma'isa kinyan. And she can't get a chalais kinyan because the Torah never gave her a chalais kinyan. but she can transfer, she can do the ma'aseh, she's a shliach. She's not trying to be kind of for herself anyway. She's trying to be kind of for mishaleach. So I'm saying that the lady is doing a ma'aseh kinyan. She's a shliach of the mishaleach. So she can transfer that ma'aseh kinyan to the mishaleach. I ain't shliach is va'aveira. So the Gabi, the lady, he wants to say there's no aveira because there's no kalos kinyan. See, this is a step that we didn't say yesterday. We just read Rav Shimon that the tashlumim is because of tashlumim. So Chaim is saying the tashlumim is because of the kinyan. And the kinyan is theoretically an aveira. Okay,
these days they didn't.
What?
We have to make shnei didim, and there's two averas, so to say, and by signai, there's an avera of doing of stealing, and then there's an avera of the of making a kinyan.
It's not shnei didim. It's a further form of lo signov. In other words, the avera is lo signov, and the more you steal, the more you're over lo signov. So when you steal without a kinyan, you're over lo signov on a certain level. And when you steal with a Kenyan, so you're doing more Geneva. So you're over more no signal. It's not every a true Aveira. It's a Aveira on a higher level.
And so why does the man have an Aveira?
The man has an Aveira because he's doing the Kenyan, which is making a higher level signal.
The Mishaleach.
The Mishaleach. Well, I'm not sure because the Mishaleach, the Mishaleach, I don't know if he gets the Avera, doesn't he? It's not relevant because Rav Shimon is saying that the Chiyuv Tashlumim does not come from the Avera. Shimon says clearly that Tashlumim doesn't come from the Avera. He says that Beferish. I thought that meant that the Tashlumin Stam comes Damasai. So Chaim Gorm is clarifying, and maybe he's right, that the Tashlumin comes from the Kinyan. Because you're Kaina, you have to pay. So the man is Kaina. The man's Kaina because she's Kaina for the man. So the man's Kaina. Is the man over in Avera del Signo? I don't know. The man
maybe
is
then somebody did a, that he somebody placed a shliach for him to get an avera. That's all I'm saying. That there's a shliach for
don't
him.
Know, but I don't care. As long as she is not a bar chiyuva, we don't care about him. It's not relevant whether he's over an avera or not. The question is she over an avera? She has to be a bar chiyuva. So he's saying, Chaim Gordon, that since the lady doesn't have a chiyuv tashlumim, so that's a simon that she doesn't have a kinyan. So since she doesn't have a chiyev tashlumim, it's a simon that she doesn't have a kinyan. And since she doesn't have a kinyan, so there's no aveira to gabi her. But there is an aveira to gabi a man, because doing a kinyan is an aveira. I mean, that's not so bad. It's not such a bad shot that the Rav Shimon is saying that tashlumim doesn't come because of the aveira. But the tashlumen come because of the kinyan. But the kinyan itself is an aveira.
How do we know that
the lady doesn't get tashlumen, doesn't have an aveira, doesn't have a kinyan? The man has the tashlumen, has a kinyan. So and a man does it. When you tell a man to steal for me, to make a kinyan, it's for him, it's an aveira. He's a bar chiyuva to make a kinyan. But a lady can't make a kinyan. So there's no bar chiyuva to gabi kinyanim.
How do we know that making a kinyan is an avera?
Partially.
That's maybe we just made that up, but that's Chaim Gorm made it up. It doesn't sound so crazy.
Where do we see?
You know, the really makes up that we give the lady mouth. So this says, not,
yeah, that's pretty wild.
I can make this up. Why not?
You're saying that that it's logical. That the more Geneva you do, the more avera there is. So
why is it more? Almost every time you steal, it's always a Kenyan.
No, not always.
It's automatic.
Theoretically, be kind of without Kenyan. You know, you put the sniper talks about you lock up you build a fence around his field. So you're over those zigzag, even though there's no Kenyan, because Karka ain't an exalus. So you can have theoretically a form of Geneva without a Kenyan. So it's Geneva, I physically take away the object from you. So that's Geneva. If I'm Kaina, then I'm taking the object away from you more. So it could be against Misavra that there's an added Avera in being Kaina. So he's saying that the Kinyan is an Avera. The Kinyan is what's Geire, not the Avera Shabbat. In other words, the Shimon says, we have to get be work backwards. Rishimin says the man does not get the Avera, but he gets the Chiyuv Tashlumim. If the Tashlumim comes to pay for the Avera, then it would make no sense. So he says the Tashlumim doesn't come for the Avera. The Tashlumim is a Choshem Mishpat Nikadim. So Chaim Gorim is saying the Tashlumim is because you were Kaina. I'm Kaina your object. Whether I wanted to be kind of, didn't want to be kind of, but I was kind of your object. So you got to pay for you. When you're kind of something, you got to pay for it. So the Tashlumim is because you were kind of.
And we're saying that the Kinyan Avera.
What?
We're saying that the Kinyan has to be an Avera also.
And it happens to
it
be.
It makes sense that it should be an Avera.
Kinyan happens to be Avera, but that's just coincidental. But the Tashlumim is nothing to do with the Avera. Luyasur, you're kind of without an Avera. You'd also have to pay Tashlumim. The Tashlumim, Rav Shimon says, the reason why you're paying is not because you're an Avera. The reason why you're paying is because you were Kaina. Since you were Kaina, so you have to pay for it. You're Kaina. It's not an Einesh.
So there's two things in the Kinyan. There's an Avera, and there's a Chiyuv Tashlumim that the Kinyan brings.
Right.
You know, very good. So then even if I ask the man to do it, and we're working now in Tosfos first answer, let's split it. The Avera is not going to go back on the Mishaleach, the Avera of the Kinyan, but the Chiyuv Tashlumin that is derived from the Kinyan, that should happen.
But the Avera doesn't go back. I mean, so I asked you to make a Kinyan for me.
Chris, if you're right,
okay, one second. So you're saying if I ask a man, the Kinyan should be chal, just like the Kedushin is chal without the Avera. So the Kinyan should be chal without the Avera. I'm asking this man, make for me a Kinyan. It's an Avera to make a Kinyan. So it's like I'm asking a Shliach to mekash me a Grusha. Do a Maisa Avera. Make me a Chalos Kinyan. That's another to make me a chalos married to Grusha. So the according to the first sign in Taisis, the Kedushin is cow. So therefore, you're saying so the Kinyan should also be cow. So if you ask a man, so the Mishaleach should get the Kinyan, because what does it help me that there's an Avera? But the Avera, it's an Avera for doing the Kinyan, but the Kinyan itself is a separate entity. Just like the Kedushin is a separate entity.
What's the Isser by the Kedushin?
I hear. There's an Isser to make the Kedushin.
To make the Chalos or to the Maisa?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Pashup Shal is to make the Chalos, to get the Chalos, but we don't know. So you're saying if the Avera, why can't you split that the man, the Mishaleach gets the Kinyan? Mishaleach gets the Kinyan, and the Kinyan is Garim the Chiyuv Tashlumim. And so Edomai, you say getting a Kinyan. Yeah. Okay.
Why shouldn't the first guy get the Kinyan? I said if he did an Avera, so why shouldn't he
did
get
it the for he did it for the Mishaleach for the Mishaleach.
But he did an Avera. The Torah is going to say, "I'm going to give you a Kinyan because you did an Avera."
The Kinyan is I asked you to make a Kinyan for me, and you agreed. So your Chalais Kinyan is transferred to me. You see that by the Isha, the Chalos Kinyan is transferred to him. So why should an Ish be any different?
Ish is more Gorim, no?
Well, I asked you to be my Ish. I don't know what I didn't follow. What?
Because the Torah will give it to the biggest gorim, as long as he's able to be chai, the Torah gives him the kinyan. By a woman, she can't. So the Torah says, all right, the Rebbe says, like, the Meshlech is also a gorim to some degree by definition. So the Torah says, okay, we can't nail the Shlech. The Torah says, we'll give the kinyan to the Meshlech because he also has culpability.
I think the whole idea was to avoid that idea. I thought the idea was to avoid that Nekuda. It's where, you know, he lays all the.
Can I use it a little bit? All right.
Maybe what you're trying, I mean, I don't know. We're getting bogged down in this shot, so I don't know if that's good or not. But what Aaron Herzberg is saying is that the I'm not sure if it's going to help us, but I'll say that the words that he's saying anyway. The words he's saying is that we're saying that the Shimon said you don't pay for the Aveira, so we're translating Rosh Shimon that you're not paying for the Aveira, you're paying for the Kenyan. So Aaron Herzberg is saying it could be that the reason why the Torah gave you the kinyan is because the Aveira, and knowing that by giving you a kinyan, you're going to have to pay for it. But it's still, it's indirect. In other words, you're not paying for the Aveira, you're paying for the kinyan. Why did we give you a kinyan? Because we wanted to punish you. We wanted to punish you for your Aveira, so we give you a kinyan. But then it wouldn't work because then the man didn't do an Aveira so that he shouldn't get a kinyan. It doesn't work that. If the kinyan is a punishment, then the man who didn't do an Aveira shouldn't get the kinyan.
He's doing an Aveira. He's a part. Rabbi said, like, I think yesterday that you could
do an Aveira. He doesn't get the last signal.
If you're a partial gorim to someone else's low signal, that's enough for the Torah to give you the kinyan.
I don't know.
Because you have culpability. Like, it's not like, clearly you're not being a good Jew by sending shluchim to go steal things, right? So the Torah can't say that, well, you're a gorim. You have level one shluchas. It's enough to say, like, svaradika shlichas, that, like, you're a partial gorim, so that's, like Rabbi said yesterday, the 50% shlichas. So that's a svara, so why can't we say that? Basically, that's svara the Torah's going to be give you the kinyan too.
For a punishment, so, you know, bashep shanet, you have to be over
those things. Who says that's even necessarily an onesh? The Torah wants the Torah's out for victim rights. It's like, look, you, it's not like a lack of yashros to give the kinyan to the mishaleach here. He instigated this thing. He's a gorim. The Torah says, all right, fine. You get what you did it, fine. So you'll be on the hook now. That only should just, like, it's mitzias.
Okay, so then we don't understand what's the difference between the man and the lady.
Well, because if you send the man, then the shliach, the Torah could give him the kinyan because he's roi l'chayev. A woman, the Torah is going to look out for the victim and say, well, since you can't be mechayev the woman, so okay, now we'll go back to the mishaleach. He has, like, kilak l'shtolim mehai, go after the other guy.
But why shouldn't you give it to the man? Oh, it's a Mashiach, oh, because it's not an Aveira.
Because the Shliach is more Gorim. No, the Shliach is a far bigger
Gorim than the Mashiach. So it should be
Shliach. The Shliach who does it is definitely over an Aveira, and he's a Bar Kinyan, and he's a Bar Tashlumin, so the Torah is, and he's
definitely
more
Chayim. But he's doing it as a Shliach for the Mashiach,
The fact that he's doing it as a Shliach doesn't take away from his own culpability.
And when you do a Shliach for someone, assuming it's not Aveira, it's transferred to the Mishaleach.
Not if you could, but in the Torah specifically. Well, he stole it. Like,
okay, I'm good. Let's go look at this Nehuda.
Rebbe, first of all, he knows.
Wait, let me go. I told the guys, let me do this. Let me go back. Okay, you let me? Can I be Michael? let's go up this thing. I don't want to get on. Let's read this Nehuda inside. Okay, Anna, did you people get in the Hedekah mail on Nehuda Yehuda?
Yeah.
I hope you got it. So let's read them inside. Because I'm assuming no one read it yet. If you did, it can't hurt, but I'm assuming we'll assume people didn't read it. So he asked the same Gasha. He says, Orani Tamua our Mishnah Melchizedek. Okay, we don't know what this Mishnah Melech is, so we don't can't. Korachach lo misapkele da marit, we don't know what marit is, shehebisham, and he is a drabon, I mean, a sheikh is our favor. Kinemin a Torah chosh and shliach. Okay, that's an interesting shayna. If you're over in Isra drabonon, does that make for a sheikh is our favor? I want Isra min a Torah, ain't gans feka. Okay, if you're in Isra deraisa, so for sure, ain't sheikh is our favor. Okay, then game. He has the same kasha that everyone has. Eis it shusham be gemara, enemayata, homer to isha ve'evet suvi ganduli, v'adavar tamua, v'chiyav esavka daita she isha ve'evet mutarim lignof. Do they ever have a hava mina that an isha and evet are mutar lignof? But avad ve'afshua yasayver, t'la bar chayuva mikri, the same raya as a rishash. Right, so that's the same kasha. And a vadai. Oh, so what's the answer? So here he gets starts the answer. That a high man the amar the boy bar chayuva. If you need a bar chayuva. No, I'm reading a sheikh at Varavera, King Shashia Bar Chayuva, the Oiso Dover. They have to be the Shliach and Mishaleach, has to be the same degree as Bar Chayuva. You go, Kohen Shamar to Kohen, Shashia Bar Chayuva, the Oiso Dover Kamayu. They both have the same degree of a Bar Chayuva. Ava Kushaino Bar Chayuva, the Oiso Dover, Atmo Shay Mishaleach Hayez. Because if the shliach has a little bit different, lo mashkinen b'shum iser sheshka, we don't care that he has an iser. The other abba, the das amaksha nisha ena bas tashumim klau, yigem hichayev es malkus al geneva dravin itzik lesei tashava. In other words, if anything, she's a bigger bar chayuva, because her iser is not a nitzik lesei. While the man's iser, while the mishaleach's iser is nitzik lesei, aval began kimin dein anachol oisav chiyah sheisha mishaleach, dainu chiyah tashumim lo mikri bar chayuva. Okay,
so just the loss on the aval pichein, is that a correct or it should like be, you know, and because of that, not the aval pichein.
Well, it's afal pikein because it's a svara. Everyone would have said perfect carrot. Afal pikein, even though she is worse, but since fart, you know, it's afal pikein, it's finished. Because anyone would have normally said, if you're working with the logical svara of Bar Chayuva, Dibre Rav, of Lohayat Alasos. So if you have a Bar Chayuva that you're worse than me, then you're for sure lohayat alasos. You're increasing the lohayat alasos.
I did not realize that it's a worse. It would be worse.
Yeah, he's saying why it's worse. Sure? That's says adarabba. That's why it's adarabba. That it's considered worse because her bar she is a lav and she's her lav is not nitik lasei. His lav is nitik lasei. So
if she returns it, she's not like if she actually returns the double.
I mean, that's what the man says. The you know, you yeah, but
that sounds so bizarre.
The man says the das amaksha isha ena basa shumikin avichayeves malchus ala geneva. The rabbi nitik leesay. I know it's not nitik leesay. Maybe for the nitik leesay, you have to have
it. So is she allowed to keep it? Like that's it.
No, I don't know.
She can be Kaddish. I mean, she can be Kaddish and Isha, but like,
it's not hers. It's not hers. If she
gave it to someone,
she's not kindness. It's a Shabbos Aveda, maybe. I don't know.
Rebbe, so, again, isn't the Gemara?
Before we ask questions, what is he saying? He's saying like this. He's saying the Gemara says in order to say Yeshua Chazvar Aveira, you have to be a Bar Chayuva. So the Naida Yehuda is saying a Chiddush. That you have to be a Bar Chayuva on the same level. But if I'm not on the same level of Bar Chayuva as you, it could be I'm on a higher level of Bar Chayuva. But I'm a different, for I'm different. I'm a different Bar Chayuva than you. So then we don't say, ain't shit with Bar Aveira. Right. That's what he's saying. Now the shaila is $1 million shaila is what in the world is the logic of that? Rashi says that the svara bar chayuv is lohayin alasos. So if you have the same, you have a different iser, especially if your iser is more chomer. So then the lohayin alasos.
It doesn't Tosos have to deal with that question when, you know, the gabe lifnei iver?
Yeah, okay. We really should do this in Tosos also. That's true. But it happens, you're right. We could have worked on this from Tosfos. There's one in the world, is this Svara, that if you're a Bar Chiyuva, you're a worse Bar Chiyuva. So then there's no din of Ein Sheches Bar Aveira. Ein Sheches Bar Aveira is only. If you're the same level of Bar Chiyuva.
Rebbe, can I say something?
If you're worse level, different level, and there's no din. Why should I be?
Maybe it's really because really Shlichus works. It's viewed as if it comes from the Mishaleach. But when it comes from the Mishaleach, so the Shliach is like also part of the action, but it's viewed as coming from the Mishaleach. So if you have the same punishment, so the Torah could put it all on the Shliach because you were part of that action, which was viewed as being done from the Mishaleach, so we'll give you the punishment. But if it came from, but if you have different chiyuvim, so then the Torah can't give it, Torah can't give it to you because you don't have those chiyuvim. It has to give it to the Mishaleach. But it's always viewed as if it came from the Mishaleach.
Let me think about it. Maybe I'll plagiarize you, but let me first think about it a little more. Before I plagiarize you, I want to think about it. I hear, but it doesn't mean I'm happy. So let's see if we can do better. But if we can't do better, we'll say like you. Let's just think what he's saying. He's saying that even though Ein Shech is Bar Aveira, but if your Aveira is different than mine, if we had exactly the same Aveira, Ein Shech is Bar Aveira. So if the man did not have a Chiyuv Tashlumim, then there would be Ein Shech is Bar Aveira. But since the man also has a chiyuv tashlumin, which the lady doesn't have, so that changes the nature of either the man's iser or the lady's iser or both. So now they have different averes. But once they have different averes, so we can say yeshlech v'var avera. Once they have different averes, we can say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Once they have different averes, so you're a shliach. The shot is, what's the logic?
Maybe the shliach uses up that avera, but if he doesn't, so then it's still there. Like, but it only applies but also avera. Only one person can have it.
But especially if the shliach is worse.
But it's different.
Give the avera to the lady.
It's a different avera, but hers is different.
Like, no, we can't punish two different people for the same avera, but if it's two different averas, then two different people can be punished for it.
But she's not getting punished. Once you have shlichus and she doesn't get punished, only he gets punished.
She's not getting her malchus?
No.
Why not?
No, sorry. You. Because she once if you're shlichus, then the mice is transferred to the Mishaleach. So then he gets the Aver, not her.
Isn't there a machlokes rishonim?
He's saying, he's saying, he's working with the shita, with the simple shita, not that funny shita in Tosis, that it's either all or nothing, right? That's the simple shita. The Tosis has this funny shita, which Rav Shimon was working with, that you can transfer a part without the other part. But that's a very strange shita, which does sound like Tosfos is saying, but there's a giant machlokes achronim, if Tosfos really meant it or not. Other people say they have some shot in Tosfos to make that Tosfos never said such a thing. But the pashta says that there's no, that Shlichus HaVeira kills the entire Shlichus. So, there's either two choices. Either everything was done by the Mishaleach, or everything's done by the Shliach.
Wouldn't be married.
What?
The Kain wouldn't be married.
Rabbi yes, Mike. That's yeah. That's the Maskana. That's the type of thing. Rabbi Shimon, as you said, that according to the type, he says, Avamina, you have a chat. Okay. But the Pashto says, but the Naidud is not working with that. He clearly, I think he says that it's not even Tavis even have such a Havamina, because he says it can't be, I think, I saw. So the Pashto Pshah is either all or nothing. So he's saying that the only time Bar Chiyuva, the only time Ancient Rav Eira, if we're both equal, we're both equally Bar Chiyuva. So the Bar Chiyuva stops the shlichus. But if we have different chiyuvim, so there's no, then there could be a yeshlich with bar there. So then she would not get an einish, as he would get.
Where does Rabbi see the note to be who that she doesn't get malchus?
Because she's shlichus. So how many
because she's also no halgufa. She, so I thought you saying like she's over her avera and he's over his avera.
No. Then there's not. If it's shlichus, then it's his.
Let's say she made a neder not to touch this guy's thing. So these are basically the same thing. Now she's not going to get an onish. Now she's scot free for violating the neder because of shlichus avera.
Not a fair question.
Why not? Because
why do you think you asked it? Because you knew it wasn't a fair question.
Why is it not? I think it is a fair question. Oh.
If you thought it was a fair question, then I'll say, Einachinami. No, you won't get an Einish. The reason why you asked it, because you knew that in that case, it's obviously different. So that's why it's not a fair question.
But it's obviously clear in that case that you, that of course she gets the Avira. So then I'm saying, why is this any different than another?
Because that's different. That's why it's obviously clear over there. It's not obviously clear. You're just trying to be difficult with me. Okay.
Maybe Pshat is in that Lo Hayolala Asais. In other words, we understand that if somebody's exactly mirror somebody, so then the person can say that the Shliach should have been Lo Hayolala Asais, because I understand exactly, we understand on an equal plane that svara of Divrei Rav. But if somebody is not in the together the same einish, then maybe he can't tie the loha yula asais, because maybe he would do for a different reason. He's not mechayiv of this, he's not mechayiv of the mamain. So he can't equate the loha yula asais to the mashaleach. So he can't tie that loha yula asais. You shouldn't have done it. He doesn't understand that. It's on the same level. It has to be in the same mamish as a mirror. Then you could say the loha yula asais and he should get it.
Okay, but it sounds a little hard. Sounds a little...
Especially if it's a worse avera. Sometimes it's a worse avera. How do you say that when it's a worse avera?
Yeah, but he's not getting, maybe he won't get for the money. He won't get for this. So therefore, maybe. In other words, he might be a worse avera from that side, but not. But because of the fact he will not be high money. So maybe he's looking at the money. There are people who do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds a little difficult. Sounds a little difficult. So again, let's go over again. So the Naid Yehuda wants to answer the Kasha that once the lady, if the lady is not chayiv in tashlumim, so her avera is different than the man's avera. It's worse than the man's, but it's different. It's different. Once it's different, so the din, when did Ravina said you need bar chiyuva, means you have to be the same degree of bar chiyuva. The same bar chiyuva, but if you're worse, so then it's not. It could be a shliach. It makes no sense. If I have the psul of ein shliach v'dvar aveira. Now it happens to be that I'm even worse. So because I'm worse, so now I can be a shliach. If I wouldn't be worse, then I couldn't be a shliach. Could I be the same as you? The same as you, ain't shliach as aver. If you know what, I'm even more aver. So I have all the avera you have plus more. Right? I got an extra thing. I have more.
We weren't trying to do that avera.
All right. So you got more. So now there's no problem of ain't shliach as aver.
Maybe because I wasn't trying to do my avera, I was trying to do your avera. So.
So what? So if I'm worse, I can do your avera. If I'm different, I can do your avera. If I'm the same, I can't do your avera.
No, no, your avera, I'm not responsible for, right? So I'm only responsible for my avera. But I was trying to do your avera. So the question is, should that work? And since I'm not responsible for your avera, then we say yesh for avera.
I don't know.
What was the pshat that was said before that wasn't so crazy? So who said the pshat?
Yeah, I was trying to say that.
Let's hear it again. Now we're getting more desperate.
I'm not sure about exactly myself, but I was trying to say that, like, the even in ancient Shliach Advar Avera, the action that was always viewed as coming from the Mishaleach, it's more of a question of who we could attribute it to give the punishment to. So.
Yeah, but we're not learning that way. We're working on the Tzad of Taisis, that we don't even transfer the Chalais, not just the punishment. And that was only Rav Shimon. Again, we have to not get confused. Rav Shimon was working with the Tzad of Taisis, they can split the Maaser from the Chalais, from the Einish. The Chalais and the Einish. But the Neidav Yehuda is not doing that. He's working in everybody. He's working with the Maskana of Taisis is that if it's Ein Shliach as Dvar Aveira, that even the Chalais is also not Shlichus. Nothing is carried over. We don't split the Mais and the Chalais, the Einish and the Chalais. So once you make Ein Shliach as Dvar Aveira, then you don't carry anything over. So there's a certain amount of Aveira. So you can't carry anything over.
No, I mean, I'm saying you could agree that chalos doesn't come over. That would depend on who we attribute the maisa to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying that there's who did the actual action and who do we attribute it to.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe I don't have the chesed. Rabbi's assuming that according to this Mahalach and Tosas, it wouldn't work to say that we view it as the action came from the Mishaleach, but we're going to attribute it to one or two people. Rabbi's saying that's not going to work.
I don't know what that means.
I hear.
So, but what was your pshat before you were trying to say was that the Svara of that with the Neidav Yehuda is coming up with a new Svara of Ein Shliach as Dvar Aveira. It's not because of the Hayat al-Asos, but it's because if an Aveira is being committed and we feel more comfortable blaming the Shliach than the Mishaleach, so we pin it on the Mishaleach. In other words, the Aveira is being done. And the Mishaleach is the Gairim. The Shliach is the Gairim, in a sense, because he's doing it. So we're going to pin the Aveira, we're going to pin we pin it on the Shliach. Once we pin on the Shliach, then the whole Shlichus is batel. But if it's a different Bar Chiyuva, then we can't pin it on the shliach because it's not the same of it. It's not, he can't take this of it. You know, I thought that's what you were saying. That you were saying like this, that the etzem, there should be shlichus, even though it's a dvar aveira. The reason why there's no shlichus is because we want that the shliach should take responsibility for what happened. So the shliach should get the aveira. And if you want the shliach to get the aveira, so we can't allow shlichus.
Even if it's two different aveiras, especially when the shliach is doing a more chomerdika one, let us say, okay, we're going to pin it on the shliach. We're going to nail him for the big aveira, and we're going to let go of the mishaleach for a small aveira.
So you can't put the bill nail for the bigger one because he did the smaller one because he was doing shlichus.
Rebbe?
He was doing shlichus. I don't know what I'm saying. He was doing shlichus. He was trying to do shlichus. So he wasn't trying to do the big, he was trying to do the smaller aveira. And am I gonna pin on me the bigger aveira? That's not fair. I didn't do the bigger aveira. I was doing the smaller aveira. So you can't pin on her this aveira. So
maybe aveira would have been a smaller aveira.
What?
And if the shliach's aveira would have been a smaller aveira.
So then also, then you're not being successful in pinning on, you know, we have an aveira here. We gotta give it to somebody. In other words, the svara that I think Svi was saying was, what I sort of heard him saying was that, like an aveira is done. You can't let, someone gotta get, someone has to pay for this. You know, someone has to pay, you know. So now you fire the coach. Someone's gonna have to, somebody's head is gonna have to roll because of this. So the shliach is more, there's a svara to say we're upset with the shliach than the mishaleach. So since we're more upset with the shliach than the mishaleach, so we're going to give the avera to the shliach. Once we give the avera to the shliach, that means that we're not transferring it to the mishaleach. And am I transfer the machalos? You can't split. So once we don't transfer one thing, we don't transfer anything. But the starting point is, we don't want to transfer the aveira to the mishaleach because we were more upset with the shliach. So we keep the aveira by the shliach. But if the shliach and the mishaleach aveira are not the same, so you can't keep the aveira by the shliach because the shliach can't be a bar hochi to hold that aveira. That aveira that the mishaleach did that was done can't go to the shliach. So you're stuck. You have to get it to the mishaleach. Well, you can't give it to the shliach.
Why not?
Because he can't. The lady can't take this type of aveira. The aveira that's done is geneva with tashlumim. That form of aveira, the lady can't get. So you can't give that aveira to her. So we have to give it to him.
But I can give her an aveira, a gzela with the malchus.
Okay, but that's not the aveira that was done.
Why? If she did the aveira, if we give her the aveira instead of him, of the mishaleach, is the aveira that was done. We're more upset with her, with the ganach.
The starting point, maybe a starting point, is really she did it as a shliach. She did it as a shliach, and therefore the aveira that's being done is the aveira of him stealing. Except now that he did it as his stealing, we say, who's responsible for that? She is. The shliach's responsibilities. Oh, so we'll give it. So Yashra says, give the avera to her. Once we give the avera to her, mimeda, that's mevatel the shlichus. Because it's all or nothing. But she has a different chiyuv than him. So you can't take his chiyuv and give it to her because it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. It's like a different size clothing. So it doesn't fit. So we can't transfer. We want to transfer. Ain't shef as our aveira is. The Torah doesn't allow, when it comes to the aveira, the Torah wants the aveira to stay by the shliach, not the mishaleach. But that's only if the aveira can fit. If the clothes fit, you wear it. But yeah, the avera, if the avera of the mishaleach can't fit by the shliach, then you have to give it to them. You have to give it to the mishaleach.
So I guess
if she's not a bar chiyuva, what? I'm sorry.
No, I guess that's what I was trying to say. It's easier to hear if you say that be'etzim, the ma'isa is always viewed as coming from the mishaleach. So that's why it's easier to hear why we would
want to be
chayv the mishaleach.
Etzim, there really should be shlichus. Be'etzim, there should be shlichus. The Torah made a din shlichus. The Torah made a din shlichus. So this is a shliach. There was a mina shlichus. There should be shlichus. Now comes along the Torah and said it din ain shliach l'dvar aveira. Ain shliach l'dvar aveira says that we don't want shlichus when it's an aveira. So why not? So maybe the way that they're saying is because we want the mishaleach, the shliach, to take responsibility. We want the shliach to get we're upset for the shliach for agreeing to be a shliach. Well, maybe the Hayyad Alasmus in that sense. So therefore, we want him to be chayiv. We want him to be chayiv. But you want him to be chayiv, but you can but only if you can make him chayiv. But if you can't make him chayiv, then you don't make him chayiv. You're gonna let one of the part of the avera not be chayiv. Can't do that. You know. The etzem, this is the avera. Lohayu l'lasos, maybe it doesn't even fit the words of the Rashi. Since it's lohayu l'lasos, so we're upset with the shliach. So memeda, we want the shliach to take responsibility. So when the Torah wants that the einah should go to the shliach, the avera should go to the shliach. It's lohayu l'lasos. So the ikar bum here is the shliach. So let him take the responsibility. But if he's not a bar chiyuva, he can't take that responsibility. He can't take that responsibility.
Of the action that was done? He if you viewed at his own action, he could take responsibility.
Yeah, but he can't take responsibility. Really, he can't take responsibility for the shlichus.
But if we're saying there's ain't shlichus, then he could, because there's no shlichus.
Yeah, I think, but maybe that's circular. And the starting point is that there's yesh shlichus. Then comes on the Torah and says, "Enoch and Ami, they're shlichus, but we want him to take responsibility.
So
he shouldn't have done it. Therefore, we're going to transfer him to Einish. Once we transfer him to Einish, so that makes an ain't shlichus because it's either it's kibayso or not kibayso. So, but if he's not a bar chiyuva, it's not a perfect fit." So it's only if it's a perfect fit. So we take the clothes off the mishaleach and we close the shliach. But if the mishaleach and the shliach are different sizes, either bigger or smaller, it makes no difference. Then we have to leave the avera by the mishaleach. We can't transfer it to the mishaleach.
It's like Rebbe saying it's two steps. So I could hear if be'etzim the action that you did was with the shlichus. And then the Torah takes it off. It's like a two-step process.
Yeah, and if you made a mean shlichus, really the shlichus should work. So the reason why the shlichus doesn't work is because the Torah wants you to take responsibility. So they want to give you the avera.
I said, if the Torah can cut off the shlichus, the Torah has that ability. So if the Torah cuts off the shlichus, then even when it's a different chiyuv, the Torah gives the chiyuv on the shliach because the Torah cut off the shlichus.
Yeah, but okay, but it's sort of like saying what the agenda was. The Torah didn't want to cut off the shlichus. The Torah wanted to make him responsible. So they wanted it almost like to keep the shlichus just to make him responsible. Just that maybe the shlichus becomes bato.
Even worse, lohay lasis. He certainly it's a bigger chiyuv. He doesn't have the thing. He's supposed to get malchus. He's supposed to get the thing. Another view is mashma, and if it's not mirrored, it's not because of the fact that he's trying to fit into the clothing. It's not mirrored. It's not in the gether. It's not because responsibility. It's because it's not mirrored. If it's not exactly the same as the mishaleach, then he says that is not with the Torah says ain't shlichus varvera.
Okay, but the question is, what kind of svar is that? You know, you can't.
So maybe it's very simple. The Torah wants me to
make sense.
Because the Torah said
that. Have some logic to this.
Because the Torah came along and said that shlichus works. There's a mean shlichus, and that's absolute. That way shlichus always works. according to Taisus, very simple, that there's a pasuk that says that this ain shliach dvar avera. That's ain shliach dvar avera is only when it's perfectly mirrored. There's no chiddush hakara to take us out of that.
We hear that, but the question is, it doesn't seem to be logical. Why should it have to be exactly mirrored to have the din of ain shliach dvar avera?
Because the chiddush is ain shliach, not that, because we have already yei shliach. The ain shliach is memayit. The only memayit ain ba'al chedusha.
No one's going to say that the only thing ain shliach if it's on a Sunday and not on a Monday.
But that's all we see.
No logical difference.
That's all we see.
Okay, but there's no logical difference. I don't know if we said it's what we see. This is